support for media self-regulation, and the media applauding him for making this stance on something they've opposed. A lot of people expecting that this would have been the same for the cyber laws, but here we are. Here we are, and just like one of the callers, I think that should be Mr. Ntele, said, it will also call for a lot of sensitization, a lot of proper communication that needs to go out, especially from the government themselves, as to how this law is not going to infringe on the rights and freedoms of expression that citizens have in this country. Because the concern is that there's a lot of broad clauses that make people insecure, that they feel anything they say or do could be used against them in a whole context that was not even intended initially. And that is the concern of some stakeholders with all of this. But thank you for your calls and contributions. We have the main news coming up next. It's 8 hours on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Vakopala, this Saturday, 26th April, Tuleleta Absa Semifalevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Abayelo, the Power Dynamos, will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambu battles Aba Red Vankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite Compu Tickets, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema urged to reconsider laws that threaten citizens' voices. Government developing marketing strategies to help farmers capitalize on expected bumper harvest. And in global news, new Israel-Gaza ceasefire plan proposed, Hamas source tells the BBC. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Zambia Institute of Governance and Civil Liberties Advocacy Platform is urging President Hakainde Hichilema to review recently enacted legislation that risks undermining citizens' rights to free expression and public engagement. On the 8th of April 2025, President Hichilema signed into law the Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Acts, prompting widespread public concern. The United States government has described the legislation as creating an intrusive surveillance ecosystem and has advised its citizens in Zambia, as well as those planning to visit, to exercise caution and understand the potential implications. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, platform executive director Francis Chipili has expressed deep concern over what he described as the UPND government's unwillingness to heed the voices of its people. Mr. Chipili warns that the current legislative trajectory risks eroding democratic principles, curbing public discourse, and infringing on fundamental human rights, especially freedoms of speech and assembly. He has further appealed to President Hichilema to engage with the public and key stakeholders on the proposed journalism bill.
The law is supposed to streamline, it's supposed to be improving the welfare and the general living of the citizens. The law is not meant to suppress or oppress the citizens, the journalists, the civil society organization, the church and ordinary citizens. The law is supposed to enhance democratic principles. President Hakainde Hichilema is on record as planting himself as a true democrat. And we keep cautioning him or reminding him that as a man who floated himself as a democrat, he has a duty bound to protect his legacy. His legacy right now is at risk because of this suspicious pushing of these laws that everyone is against.
Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo has assured the nation that with the anticipated bumper harvest, government is actively developing effective marketing strategies to support maize producers and traders in increasing their sales. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mutolo has highlighted that the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development has been tasked with ensuring that roads in rural districts are constructed and rehabilitated to facilitate easier transportation and collection of maize from farming areas. Mr. Mutolo has also emphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema has set an ambitious target to produce 10 million tons of maize and notes that this goal will not only address national needs but also create significant business opportunities for the private sector. The minister has expressed confidence that Zambia is well positioned to establish a thriving maize market which includes prospects for export and to create a competitive and sustainable business environment for the sector.
For us to market this grain properly, how are you going to collect this maize? Because this rain has been good, yes, but it has damaged. This rain has been good, yes, it has washed away bridges. And in certain areas we don't. So I talk to Honorable Mirup, sir, the roads. I talk to Honorable Msokotwan, sir, for us to reach certain places, we need the roads to be done, please. Thankfully, almost all councils, city councils, almost all of them have bought yellow machines through city. Therefore, now that the rain is gone, we should be expecting a lot of equipment. We should be seeing a lot of equipment in the areas, cleaning up these small roads.
Special Assistant and Advisor to the President for Finance and Investment, Jito Kayumba, has reiterated that Zambia remains on track to continue attracting investors owing to strengthened laws and policies. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kayumba has acknowledged that Zambia has long struggled with issues of lawlessness, but under the leadership of the UPND government, these challenges have been significantly reduced. He has emphasized that investors continue to be drawn to Zambia, recognizing the inclusive governance and the favorable legal framework that fosters the country's development. According to Mr. Kayumba, the improved business environment has made Zambia an increasingly attractive destination for investment. And addressing concerns over recent amendments to laws and policies, Mr. Kayumba assured that these changes would not undermine investor confidence, but will further enhance Zambia's economic prospects and encourage sustainable growth.
Because what is essentially happening with regards to the amendment process, which is highly consultative, nothing will be done that is not in agreement with the Zambian people's interests. Now, what investors like is the rule of law. Already, they love the fact that in this country, as it stands, the lawlessness of the past is really no longer there, or at least it has diminished to a large extent. Many more investors are coming through, and as a result of that alone, now with an enhanced constitution that takes into account many aspects, especially that are aligned with inclusivity, with better governance, it means that they will be more inclined to being here. And that's what this is about. It's about really sorting out all the lacunae and all the issues that essentially create all these ambiguities, and but at the same time delivering for a more inclusive, a better structured governance.
The Southern Africa Resource Watch, SARW, is urging government to review the Environmental Management Act of 2011 to heighten compliance among mining companies regarding pollution. SARW Governance Research and Advocacy Officer Edward Lange believes the low levels of compliance among mining companies are as a result of weak policies. Mr. Lange has emphasized that the 2000 Agreement on Environmental and Social Abilities is not adequately addressing modern environmental and social concerns, potentially leading to increased pollution and community harm. He says there is need for government to be more proactive by ensuring stricter regulations to prevent pollution and protect the environment, saying improved compliance will promote more sustainable practices. Mr. Lange notes that a lack of compliance has exacerbated high levels of pollution in many towns where mining activities are taking place on the copper belt, a situation which should not be allowed to continue.
what the government needs to do is to strengthen or review the environmental management act of 2011, because the environmental management act is too weak. It's too weak on the level of plans, and it's too technical, you know, for a layman.